Yeah, I can imagine. Well, that's the one thing I can't confirm. I can't confirm a coyote sighting. I've had, of course, you know, aside from the common skunk, possum, we've got deer, fox, raccoons, you know, everything. The only thing that I've never seen, a porky anywhere in this area. And I thought I caught out of the corner of my eye what might have been a coyote in my neighbor's yard a few weeks back, or maybe a few months back, I can't remember, but just a little bit ago. And I wasn't 100% sure. You know, it wouldn't have been a dog, and pretty sure it wasn't a fox. We've had plenty of foxes, but no confirmation on the coyotes. Yeah, interestingly, on the rabies thing, yeah, possums and foxes, almost unheard of. I mean, it's not like can't happen, but that is, like, not something that should be on your list of things to worry about is a rabid fox. It's kind of funny how that works. And, but, you know, because I, you know, when I first started getting them, I started looking into that. Because they were very, you know, they're timid, and I wasn't worried so much about the dog or the cat. The cat, they were afraid of both of them, because, hell, they weren't much bigger than the dog and the cat. And they stayed clear of them. But I worried, well, what if one went rabid? And then I read up and says, oh, that's pretty uncommon. So, but coyotes, on the other hand, it's a whole different critter, so. But like I said, haven't really quite seen those yet. Rick?